Okay, if you turn in the gold prayer book to page 183, we'll recite Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Taya ta mune mune maha mune so taya ta mune mune maha mune so turn to page 34. We'll recite the four immeasurables in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And if you turn the page on the bottom of page 37, it says the four immeasurables chanting version, and we'll do that in Tibet. Sam Chan Tam Chan Namo Chen Raising's mantra eight times and green tar is seven. Free to go to their classes. If there's anybody here for the first time with a child, please go on out into the lobby with them and find out where your children's supposed to go.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. The prayer that we just said, you know, like what is called four immeasurable prayers. So, may all sentient beings, you know, may all sentient beings, not just my friend, my family, my relatives, my people, may all sentient beings, you know, all living beings, so have happiness and the cause of happiness. You know? So every Sunday we say this prayer and hoping one day this, you know, message will sink into our heart, deep into our heart. So then we see, you know, the world a little bit differently, you know, a little bit differently. You know? So in order to develop, in order to generate that kind of mindset, this, you know, this very special mindset, this very, very special mindset, you know, may all sentient beings have happiness, cause happiness. May all sentient beings, so no matter what they do, what they believe, what their tradition might be, you know, regardless of, you know, that, you know, I wish them happy. Not just that, you know, wish them happy and cause of happiness. You know? So this is very, very special mindset. This is the this kind of mindset will the best way to contribute towards world peace, universal peace. So this kind of mindset, may all living beings. So in order to generate this very special kind of mindset, you know, to develop within ourselves, we have to recognize. On the surface level, we may not feel we are connected, but deeper level, we are connected. Deeply connected, you know, our relationship is deep. Deeper level, our relationship is deep. Our relationship to each other is deep. Very deep, you know. It has thousands of years of history, with that relationship. We may not recall, but that doesn't mean that we are not, there's no connection. There is connections. The deeper level, the connection is deep, really deep. So, it's interesting that the science, they say we used to be ape, right? Am I right? Ape. In Tibetan history, it's kind of interesting too. Tibetan history, I'm not sure of the mother, the father, they say ape. Father, not ape, monkey. I'm not sure difference between monkey and ape. So maybe Tibetan people don't know difference between monkey and ape. Tibetan people don't know many, many things, you know. So, see, every person who has blonde hair, we Tibetan people call Inji. Inji means English. But now I realize it's not all people who have blonde hair, that's all not English. You know, a lot of them are American, huh? That's a different part of Europe. So anyway. So interesting, you know, see, so to develop this very special kind of mindset, may all living beings, regardless of their culture, tradition, belief, what they do, may all living beings have happiness. Oh, this is very, very special mindset. If each one of us take responsibility how to develop that mindset, world is going to be a better place, no doubt. That guarantees, no, it not just it guarantees, like better environment. It guarantees. Saying prayer doesn't guarantee. Becoming a religious person doesn't guarantee. building a church, temple doesn't guarantee. But if you develop this very special mindset, it will guarantee the better environment. Not just environment itself, but the being that live inside environment will be better off. So the the very deeper level, the connection is deep, it's quite deep, very deep. So need to recognize that, requires some knowledge. So, set up that mindset, no? So, then it'll be easier, you know, it's easier to, it's easier if you know someone, it's easier to have sympathy, or, you know, caring, or, you know, like developing compassion. So see, it's like, how to say, relatively easier to develop or to develop loving-kindness, compassion towards someone we know. It's harder towards strangers and person we consider them as enemy, you know, it's harder. So, if you know somebody, it will be easier to relatively, you know, it's still hard. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's hard. But, you know, it will make a little bit easier, you know, if we know each other. So, for that reason, please, would you mind to take 1 minute to introduce yourself to each other? So then after that, we'll begin the class. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So then I will introduce myself to the piece of nut. I will introduce myself to the nut. Because I'm hungry. thank you very much. Thank you. Wonderful. See, there's hope, you know. So now people are opening up. People are start to opening up their mind, you know, to the world. You know, it's not just about my life. It's about, you know, whole world. It's about environment. You know, it's about taking care of environment. It's about pollution. It's about clean air. It's about how to maintain the whole earth. You know, good, very good. This is really good. You know, so this gives you hope. You know, this gives you hope. People slowly start to open their mind. You know? This is very good. This is really, really good. You know? Particularly young people, they're opening up their mind, you know. It's not just about my family, it's about the whole world, you know. This is very good. So, and that's, you know, this kind of mindset made all living beings have this cause of happiness. But practical level, we have to recognize is there's so much we can do. See, if you travel, you know, the last year I was in Cambodia. When I visited many villages, when I see their lifestyle, it's heartbreaking. But there's so much you can do. So there's no, and practically, you know, the world is not even. You know, we should not think about this. I'm responsible for that. Probably that's not quite right. According to Buddhism, that's not quite right with right thinking, you know. maybe pollution, the climate change, maybe, I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. I have zero knowledge of science, you know. I don't know, so. So, because I never went to high school, I never went to college, so you are far more educated than me, so I have no idea. So, but practical level, as a Buddhist, you know, so it's not, according to Buddhism, it's not the right thinking that I am responsible for all this, you know, like suffering in the world. That's not, so, not, I think, because everything, there's a reason, you know, why it's not even, you know, within America, that's not even. Then when you go to like the Southeast Asian countries, there's even this big gap. So you do what you can do, you know, so without interfering their lifestyle, so you can change their lifestyle, you know, even though it's heartbreaking. So it's hard, you know. So then sometimes you do overwhelm by seeing all the suffering in the world and feel like there's nothing I can do. But that's not true. There's something you can do. So I just met one young gentleman during my break after the first class. First class? The class before this. First class. Okay, first class. So, in India, first class means the train. The first class. So the class before me, first class. Can I say first class? Yeah, first class. Anyway, we are caught up with the level, you know. So in my mind, first class means better train. The second class, third class, the first class, you pay more money. That young gentleman, you know, he is crying and he's overwhelmed by all the suffering that he sees in the world, you know. So there's feel like there's nothing he can do. I suggest him to, you know, say some mantra. Each time when you see somebody going through difficulties, so you say somebody that you feel like you did something. Yeah, you did something. I'm not just telling him to make him happy. You did something, you know. So that's what we do. When you see something, then you say some practical level. That, as I said, there's so much we can do. That's the reality, you know. If you say something, then you feel like you did something, you know. Rather than feeling like I am part of that, I am the one who causes all this suffering. No, it's much more complicated than that. It's much more complicated than that. No? See, oh, it's much more complicated than that. So, okay, so now we'll maybe do short or silent meditation, so then I will probably read something for you, okay? Short silent meditation. We'll just sit silently, or maybe like a couple of minutes. So we don't have much time for the class now. Each class is only like hour long. You know, so there's not much time. So then if I explain, so every Sunday I feel like I should explain about meditation, because there's always new people come, you know. So then if I explain about meditation, then it takes big chunk of time, so then there'll be no time left for the materials to read. So so that's why, you know, I start with just, you know, sit there silently, you know. So here, meditation, so now maybe briefly, okay, briefly. So see, like, so much complication in our life, in the society, in the world, causes by, not by body, not by our body, you know, it's caused by people's mind. People's mind. So much complication causes by people's mind. No, Buddhism, suffering does not mean pain. It means complications. It means complications. So causes by confusions. You know, confusions. So meditation is to eliminate that confusions. Eliminate the confusions. So you can do. There's no three types of meditation that we can do. The first one is called review. Review. No. So that you are reviewing some material in your mind, or you're reviewing some material in your mind. That's called review meditation. So then that, you know, length of the meditation is very much based on the size of the material that you are reviewing in your mind. So then you can sit there comfortably, have it peacefully, you know, hours, reviewing materials, you know, reviewing materials. So, so then the second one is called analytical meditations, you know. So then when, whatever you are reviewing, and you pick up certain topic, then you brainstorm, you know, brainstorm about the topic. That's called analytical meditation. You are analyzing, you know. That's called analytical meditations. So then the last one is called concentration meditations. Concentrations. That's well known in the Western world. The three types of meditations is well known. Asian world, you know, like where the Buddha Dharma has been spreading, you know, where the Buddha Dharma is alive, you know, Buddha is alive there, and that part of the world is well known. And here in the West, concentration, mindfulness, these are well known meditations, but these are not only meditations. There are many, many different types of meditation that you can do. So concentrations, what it means, you know, it means placing all your attentions onto one single object. That's it. See, placing all your attentions on one single object. Why our mind is not calm and peaceful? Because our attention is divided all the time. Divided. Therefore, we are not experiencing calm mind, peaceful mind. That's why. Not because you are a bad person. Not because of that. Not because your hair is curly. Not because of that. No. Because our attention is divided into 100 different ways. That's why. We are not experiencing calm mind, peaceful mind. So, when we start to place all our attention into one single object, then you will experience calm mind, peaceful mind. See? That's why. No more, no less. That's all. While you concentrate, which makes your mind calm and peaceful, that's all. Not trying to, you know, oh, that's what Buddhists do. No, no, no. That's what everybody should, who had mind, that's what they should do. Anybody who had mind, who had thought, that's what should they do. But they don't have to do. If they do, it is beneficial. But they don't have to do. See, so now that single object can be mental image. Just look something, then just think. mental image. Or it can be your own breath. Out, in, one. Out, in, two. Counting that, you know, 21 times more. Or just focusing on how is the feeling. Feeling. Or focusing on your mind. That's more difficult. No, that's very difficult. Focusing on your mind. Because it doesn't have shape, color. You have to come up with some shape. That's much more difficult than thinking of some shape. It's all the head shape. No, that's much easier. No, it's all the head shape. So that's called single-pointed meditations. So that single-pointed meditation could get deeper, very deep. So there's 9 stages you go through. Eventually, all the senses get weaker. There'll be a point you will not hear anything. Doesn't mean you go deaf. Does not mean when you come out of that, you will hear. You see. Eventually, all the senses will slowly get weaker. Only thing that's strong, fresh, is mind. That's all very sharp. So I heard when people do drugs, I never had experience. So they can stay in one piece of leaf long time, but not really fresh, just staring. There's nothing to stare. That's kind of like single-pointed. not quite, but you are not alert. The single point is that you are fully alert, fresh, wide awake. No, that you, that's not like, no. So maybe that's one reason for all these hippies from 1960s. All hippies. They are the ones who brought the Dharma to West, you know. But they brought something else. I went to monastery when I was 7 years old. I used to see hippies in my monastery. Long hair and beard, the guitar. So you don't feel any fear at all towards them. They are kind of like slow and like... So we used to see, because this somehow hippie comes to our monastery. So then they play, I'm 7, 8, 9, there's many, like monks, like not young monks. So they like to be around with that person. That person play guitar, even though we can't really communicate, we just look each other, they communicate. So these are peaceful people. They open their heart, they open their heart. Same human. Doesn't matter. The surface level looks different, speak different language, different culture, different way of lifestyle. Deeper level, same. Not different. So they kind of embrace that idea, So anyway, I call them venerable hippie. I call them venerable hippie. So because they are the one who brought Dharma to the West. 3 years ago, when I was in California, San Francisco, leading some retreat, I managed to meet 2 hippies from the 60s. One of them there, I met him, I talked to him, had some lunch with him. So very, I'm always interested to meet, I already met some of them from New Zealand, some of them in the monastery, some of them are from New Zealand. So my teachers, teach. All the students, they are hippies, so come to our house, small house, long hair, some of them from New Zealand, some of them Europe, America, anyway, very interesting too. single-pointed meditation. Single-pointed meditation carried out by hippies. Single-pointed meditation is carried out by hippies. Hippie story. So placing all your attention into one object. Hmm? For what? To make your mind calm, peaceful. That's all. Hmm? So we are, you know, here gathering, not in this place. No, I've been here now 16 years. 16 years I've been here. You know, like here, blah 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 blah. Last 16 years, you know, just talking. Not much, making not much sense. So, goal is to embrace that kind of mindset. Not encourage people to become Buddhists at all. No, not encourage people to become religious, not at all. What I'm hoping, that we will open up our heart, we'll open up our mind, you know. So we need more open-minded people, more kind-hearted people, more compassionate people. That will guarantee better environment, guarantee, no doubt. More Buddhists doesn't guarantee, more church doesn't guarantee, more temple doesn't guarantee. No? So that will guarantee, you know, better environment. You look at another person as a human being, not as an American, not as a Buddhist, not as a Christian. You look at the other human being, other person as a human being, struggling every second how to be happy, struggling every second how to overcome suffering. That fundamental level, same, no difference. Why? We hurt people. Why? No reason. The best, we should help. If not, at least we should not harm them. Then you are contributing therefore to a better world. Peaceful world, safer world, you will contribute, you know. Then you don't think, if you see someone there, you don't think to harm them. Why? No reason. If somebody harm you, do you like that? No. So you shouldn't harm others. It's simple, no? But it's not, in practice it's not that simple, so it requires deeper knowledge. Begin with, fundamentally, we are all deeply connected. That history goes thousands and thousands of years, we are connected. It's not just connected from last year, from yesterday, it's not like that. According to Buddhism, since beginning this time, we are connected. You did so much for me, you sacrificed so much for me, not just one time, beginningless time, numberless time. That's according to Buddhism, that's the way to open your heart. No, it requires some reason, to open up. So these are meditations. Review meditation, analytical meditations, then concentration meditations, okay? There's 3 types of meditation you can do. It's all about thinking. We have to think. Not just one time, we have to think again and again and again and again. That's how thought is going to change. Thought is going to change. Gradually, it's going to change. Slowly, it's going to change. Body will change slowly if you exercise day after day, slowly it will change. It don't change right away, but it will change. Slowly it will change, Same mind, it will change. Slowly it will change. Think, then think. Then that's where to go deep and deep, deep, deep. Then from there, it will change. Gradually it will change. So, here I want to read one quote from Shantideva, the Indian master, wrote this book in the 8th century. This book has been written in the 8th century. So we live in 21st century. We're reading the books that's been written in 8th century. I myself, whenever there's problems, I turn to this book to look for help. Then I read some and try to remember that throughout the day. And I see immediate benefit. So I read this, okay? Jigba tamje tangs. Jigba means fear. Tamje is all fear, all kind of fear. jiba thamje da dungal pa do ne bayas feel like limitless suffering, you know. It's not like just one day, it's day after day, year after year, month after month, week after week. In Buddhism, suffering does not mean pain. It means complications. Complication at work, complication at school, complicated within friends, complicated within husband and wife, complicated within family, all kinds of complications. No? In Buddhism, suffering does not mean pain. It means complications. Oh? So, all the fear, limitless complications that we overwhelm by sometimes. Oh? Sometimes or all the time. Maybe, I'm not sure. One way or another. Oh? Similarly, Jung Ah Yin Oh Shes, Shantideva said, it is due to the mind. See, it's due to mind. It's not because of your neighbor. It's not because of your friend. That's what we think. No, as I said, I used to think all my complications is due to Gisampo. Now he already left. So another monk. Yeah, so I used to think, same. I'm not better than you. We are all same, struggling every day. Day by day, struggling, just trying to survive. Day by day, trying to just survive. Simply try to survive day by day, you know. Then thinking, to improve. Same, you say the same boat, in Buddhism you say same oceans. So, not calm oceans, that ocean has wild waves of thought. Wild wave of thought and actions. Driving us back and forth, up and down, side to side, all day long, you know, here like this, no? Because this wave is wild. It's wild. No? So here, this is, it's not due to, so, simply, Jung-wa, you know, yang-da, sumba, niji, that's what's been, Sunday they were saying, that's what's been said. Said. And he's just repeating here, simply, Jung-wa, you know, says, oh? So therefore, if that's the case, so then this mind or whatever you call mind or thought requires some kind of transformation. Transformations? Change. Transformation. Needs to transform. How to do? Need to think. You just one time think. Then think. Then gradually you will change. When you change, your perception changes. Your attitude change for good. Then it benefits everybody. Then everybody can live without fear, without having fear towards each other. Everybody can live peacefully. So that's what Mahatma Gandhi, said? Be the change. That's exactly what it means. Change comes from thought, not from the body. Yeah, so no, people change bodies, but no. So you can shape your head, or you can put some color here, some color there. No. Make your nose big or small, or that. So that change really doesn't change the world. But thought change, changing the thought, transforming thought, then that is best way to benefit the community. You see, same with Jung-wa Yin Oh Shes. Not due to Gisampo, it's all my complications start. So he probably thinks the same thing, all his complications because of me. For the same things, and who's true, who's right. So then fighting with that is never end. So fighting with your own thought, it will end. It's only matter of time. It will end. When you end, it will end for good. It will end for good. See, this is one something to think about, okay? it's all my... If the bottom line, everything is level. Level, you know. I was called Gishigelek, but I was not born as a Gishigelek. I was called When I born, I was called Gelet, not Gishi, no? Then I was called Gishi. When I graduated from monastery, I was called Gishi, you know? Then you are called Professor John. You are called John, but you don't born as John, but you are called John. So then when you become professor, then you are called Professor John. It's just somebody calls you Professor John. It's not Professor John doesn't exist absolutely independent from his own side. It's just level. See? Oh. So then slowly it makes sense. If you put it all together, it's like puzzle, big puzzle. So then slowly it makes sense. No? It makes sense. No? So same with Juwa, you know, says, this is, I think, what do you think? This important message? This is due to mind, our thought. Mm. So then another thing, another one more quote. Me, Tulaten, me means human. Human, true means both. Mm. It's somewhere here, so I'm not sure it's in this book, somewhere in this book. Me, true means, me means human, true means both. This is considered as a both. Me, Tulaten, means depending on this boat, Dunga Janzo Chelitros, Dungal, as I said, literally means suffering. I, in my mind, is suffering, you know, you may have some idea, different ideas when you hear word suffering. I think suffering in Buddhism is like complication. Complication, that's what it is. It's complication. It's not just some pain, you know, here. There's no, it's complication. So, Dungal, that's complicated. Jato, Chelitos. The complication is like vast as ocean. Oceans, big oceans. Not just ocean, big oceans. So, Dungal, Jato, Chelitos. This boat will cross this, you know, ocean of complication will cross. Dungal, Jato, Chelitos. To the Chininye Kaveso, you may not find this boat again. So, better to cross now. No, no may find this boat again. If you waited, another boat may not show up. See? This was called precious human life. This life is not, oh, I don't know, this life has no meaning, I don't see, this is like just useless, you know, just, I don't like myself, you know, so I'm not sure why I'm here. You know, so, no, this is precious. This is precious boat. This is precious boat. This is right thinking. That thinking or that mindset will liberate you from complications. So, thinking or this life, I think my life has no value, no meaning, you know, this meaningless, you know. So that kind of thinking will not liberate you from complications. That will drag you down deeper into complications. That's not right way to think. This is precious. You know, this is bought, you know. So better to sail now to cross the ocean of complications. So Mumbai is ni malos. So then they were saying, don't just sit around and do nothing. That's not, so literally he said, don't sleep. That's why he said, don't sleep. So I don't want to say this word because I like sleep. So see, last 35 years in the monastery, you wake up every morning 5 o'clock, go to bed around 1 o'clock at night, you know, so you get little sleep. So since I came to America, I really enjoy sleeping. You know, I just, that's my main practice, I just sleep. You know. So anyway, so I think that's, we should not take that word literally. When Sajjava says, Mumbai is a new malok, so don't just sit around and get, you know, confused. Don't just sit around and get confused, you know, do something. Okay? So what we need wisdom. Wisdom to liberate us. We need wisdom. See, just simple prayer, simple belief is not going to liberate us. We need wisdom. So wisdom is produced by knowledge. There's three different types of wisdom. Wisdom produced by reading something, or hearing something, or seeing something. Wisdom produced by that. Then, second wisdom produced by thinking about what you read, what you see, what you heard. Better wisdom. then thinking deep, that's the best wisdom. That wisdom will liberate you from any kind of complication. It will liberate you with effort. No, no effort, no progress. No effort, no progress. No, as I mentioned this morning, you might know how to say a mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. If you see a piece of dirt in your house, oh, I really want to see this dirt around. At the same time, I don't want to clean. It's not fun to clean. So I pretend I don't see that. I just pretend. But it's only a matter of that you are going to see it again. Sooner or later, you're going to see it again. How long you can pretend. Or you can say, you can close your eye. Oh, I'm going to say some mantra and hoping that it will go away. So, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Open, it's there. But it requires some effort. You sweep, it's gone. So then you don't need to pretend. It's not there, it's not there, it's gone. Because effort. So no effort, nothing can accomplish. So with effort, you could liberate. See, you could liberate from this complication forever, for good. Then you enjoy everlasting vacations, no? Everlasting vacations, no more complications. What do you call nirvana, liberation, moksha, you achieve there. No? Then no more complications. No? So it's good to use this boat right now. This moment, this minute, passed, it's gone. This minute is important, how to be happy, how to think something good, something positive. No? Not just think positive, happy to think, no? This is very important, joyful effort, no? Happy to sit, happy to talk, happy to eat cheesecake. Don't eat cheesecake with all kinds of complicated mind. Or eating cheesecake, maybe should I eat or should I not eat, or so I really want to eat. So if I eat, I'll gain some weight, then you feel so bad, shouldn't have eaten, it's all to eat, it's finished. How is about, oh, happy to eat, that's very good, so fortunate, to have this cheesecake. See, cheesecake, so I don't see any people in Nepal or India, they eat cheesecake with all kind of mindset, they're happy to eat. They're so grateful, they have cheesecake to eat. Or you should eat. Anyway, no, with one kind of man, happy to. Very much joyful effort. Happy to talk, happy to walk, happy to cook, happy to clean. No, happy to sit down, have conversation. They're very good. See, more human interaction is good. Otherwise, mother said, in the Western development country, such as the Western world, there's one poverty. I'm not sure how to pronounce poverty. There's loneliness, feeling of loneliness. Huh? So now all this, because of all the modern technology, people are more and more isolated. And I remember seeing in social media there's one sign they use in the restaurants, outside restaurants, the big sign says, no Wi-Fi. Talk to each other. Call your mother. And that's good, that's very good. So see, anyway, I'm not sure what I'm saying. You say, okay, don't just sit around and then confused, no? So this now, right now, all this complication, not because I'm not, good person, I'm bad, not because no, not at all. Why is it always like I always cause all this complication? Caused by what? It's caused by confusions. Confusions. Huh? What is confusions, Basically confused. So you to say. Very, very sorry to say, but it's confused. How is it confused? First of all, not knowing, like, what is self. What is me? How you define what's self? It's confused, what is self? So much research has been done, who is experiencing pain, who is suffering, who is being miserable, who? Lot of theory, lot of research has been done, or some theory, oh, maybe this is the body, I think that's me, body, aggregate, oh, that's me, maybe that's the one who is suffering. Then, when they debate, they don't accept right away, they debate their questions, they argue back and forth, not fight, but argue, you debate. So in the monastery, with the way we debate, local people, when they come to the monastery, they think that we are practicing Kung Fu, but we are not practicing Kung Fu, we are debating. That's how you debate, Person who is standing, they're asking questions. Person who is sitting, they're answering. So then, when you go like this, that means you are wrong. That means you are wrong. So then, petadanga means you are against the books. But what you're saying is not ghost, like the ghost, where is the books? Then you are supposed to quote what has been said. You have to quote the books, name of the book, the page number, if it's possible, page number, then you have to say, okay, here, say something like that, you are saying wrong. So the debate has to be based on something, otherwise it will be chaos. So then sometimes they go like, that means you are confused now, your head is spinning. They go like this. So basically probably your head is spinning, so you are not sure what you're saying. So that's we debate, Confusion, what is self? They say aggregate, then turns out that's not right. Then they see, maybe it's a collection of aggregate. Then there are some problems, Then they say, maybe continuation of aggregate. So they say, maybe there are some problems. They say, it's maybe mind. Maybe mind, that's a self. Then there's also some problems. But then fundamentally, it is merely level self. It's levels on your aggregate, it's called John. That's all. Everything that we experience is just level. Then top of that level, then we project. Superimpose, project. This is really beautiful. See, look at the color, the shape. I can't live without this. This is so beautiful, Look at that. It's so beautiful. Then there's a way you bind, then not able to detach because you bind. Something happened, all your happiness is gone. It has to be very particular. It's not just pizza. It has to be Papa John pizza. It's Papa John. Otherwise, I will not be content, satisfied. Papa John pizza. It has to be very particular. Like that. See, then becoming uptight with something that you label and you project. In the end, it's just labeled. So then you are caught up with that, and you super glue yourself with that. So then it's kind of going to be pain, because when you super glue here, it's not easy to open, it's hard, it hurts. Like this is much more powerful than super glue. The bottom line, eventually, is everything's level. Not able to see, it's just very much caught up with the conventional world. And that conventional world, that mind makes more and more complicated. It becomes so complicated. Even like buying a toothbrush, it becomes so complicated. Why? Because there's hundreds of different kinds, you know. So it's picking of truth, which will take 1 hour just to look around. Just pick one, so maybe not good levels. So it's a bit complicated, very complicated. See, it's just clean the teeth. That's all. But you know, like that, even just being here last 16 years, it's still amazing. Whenever I go to the supermarket, wow, just like all kind of realm, chocolate realms. Do you enter into chocolate realm? You can look at your mind, like how the mind thinks, you know. The next realm is like all the cookies, you know. Next realm, all the chips. Oh my. Unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable, you know. So, see. So anyway, that all this complication is caused by confusions, not understanding what is mere self, you know. Everything's a level. Then not just that, then top of that, superimposed and projected and uptight with that projections. Foundation is mistaken, is just confused. You know? So once you understand true self, all this confusion will cease. All this confusion, complication will cease. So then you see ultimate truth, what you call in Buddhism emptiness. Emptiness does not mean nothingness, it means something very profound we don't know. So then it goes, when you're meditating on emptiness, when you're thinking about emptiness, then you are tackling the root of all the complications. You are tackling the root of all the complications. That's called fundamental confusions. You are tackling to the root. See, you are challenging the root. When the root has been destroyed, all the branch, all everything will eventually dry up. So there's all these complications driven by fundamental confusions. Okay, so there's something to think about, how to define self. Just think about, when somebody calls you John, what do you think? You know, so like, somebody's calling you, so how you feel that moment, how you feel? Is somebody calling your body? Well, that's very important. It's very important to know, to think, to maybe to, to emptiness. You know, nothing exists from their own side. Everything level. We label, then we project. Not just then, sometimes we super project, super impulse. Once you realize, that's why I'm saying, not this morning, but last time I said, it's like, there's nothing to be serious. It's like dream. There's nothing to be serious, no? I'm not just making this up. I'm just repeating what has been said, no? Nothing to be serious, no? Becoming so serious about what kind of color I should paint in the house. Then there's a lot of arguments going back and forth, Nothing to be serious. Everything's like dream, It does not mean it's dream, but it's like dream. But it's not dream, it's like dream. No? But seeing that as a like dream, that's a lot of benefits. No? See, children, when you are 2 years old or 1 year old, you see things. We used to see things, but we don't take anything seriously, except chocolate or cookies, or maybe ice cream. No? So then that will destroy your happiness. No? When you don't get that, so then there's, other than that, everything's to be something to play. This is just to play. Like that. So, it's also that, there's nothing to be said. Everything's like a level. The very mind is leveling, that's like, another way you can say, is the manifestation of reflection of your mind. That very mind, nature of that mind is empty. It's empty. Oh? So, why we take everything very seriously? Oh? So, please think about it. Okay, think about that. Think about emptiness. You people are very smart. Most of you are educated. So in my hometown, 99% cannot read and write. And here, 99 people can read and write, you know, educated. So then it's really good to read about, you know, what is that things in Buddhism they call fundamental confusion, what is that? No? Just read, you know, maybe you get some idea, just read. You know. So maybe it will help, okay? Fundamental confusion, you know, this causes all the complications, causes the fundamental confusion. So because of that, we cannot fix everything. Even though when you go out different part of the world, you see all these difficulties. Yeah, it's good that you have wish to fix. That's wonderful. That's really good. That means you're opening your heart. That's very good. But practical level, you cannot fix all of them. Why? It's more complicated than you think. Than we think. It's more complicated than we think. Therefore, everybody should think something good. Something good, you know. Then not just think something good. Think good happily. You know? If you think good, you feel good. If you feel good, you do good things. This is critical. This is very, very important. It's much more important this is much more important than becoming a religious person. What do you think? Practical, that's much more important, no? When I look at you, I see as a human being. I don't see as you as American, I just see as a human being. Working so hard to become happy, working so hard to become free from suffering. So that level, I'm not more than you, you know. So then, therefore, at least best benefit, if not, don't harm. Harming others means harming yourself. If you think deeply, that's what it is. You know? When you recall, you don't feel good, see. So therefore, you know, some great practitioners, when before they go to bed, they watch their video, day long video, they watch. It's free. So the video, there's actors, you know. They act, a lot of actors, directors, producers. So you see, you know, there's some of the action that when you see, you don't like, then time to change. Then slowly, perception will change. So that's how to contribute to the world. So as I told this young gentleman, crying. So, you know, I asked him to do something. Yeah, it's like, it's not, you may feel it's like you are the part of that. No, it's much more complicated than that. So that's why in Buddhism, there's no teachings, what is called about, you know, first of all, what is samsara? What is samsara? In Buddhism, they talk about samsara. What is that? What is samsara? Then they talk about impermanent. And then talk about, you know, karma. What is that? Just learn. Maybe you learn something. Just think. Then you realize all this problem in the world is much more complicated than we think. We have some idea. Or maybe because of the policies of the government. Or maybe because of this and because of that. No, that's not. That's what we've been doing since the beginning of this time. So that's why, you know, again, the complication never ends. It goes just round and round. We never thought, oh, this is because of this fundamental confusion, which is not Gisambo. That's not Gisambo. Fundamental confusion is here. It's not out there. So then we've been doing that, you know. So then it never ends. It just recycle. So with that, so it's exact time today, 11:55. So I'm supposed to stop 11:55. Now time is exactly 11:55. So I'll stop. So then do short dedication.
So in the prayer book, if you turn to page 246, we'll read the dedication by Shantideva. May all beings everywhere plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains, a bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be free. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may it too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And if you turn back one page, we'll do the long life prayer for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. In a land encircled by snow mountains, you're the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Ten Rays of Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Then on the next page, the prayer for Ken Rinpoche, the one who mastered speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back to the prayer for Lama Zopa Rinpoche. You who uphold the Siddur's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And for Geshe Gelug's long, happy, healthy life, we'll do seven green Tara mantras. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. So have a nice weekend.